Hey everyone, this is Ellen Rogan, your host of today's edition of Horse's Mouth Advisor Radio, and I'm here to interview guests who have great information to help you be more successful in every area of your life, especially your business. And we have such a really important show today. You know, as business owners, we're always talking, and as planners or people that help people plan, we always think about planning our own businesses, or maybe we don't, and we should. And I know for myself, I've heard these concepts of setting a mission statement and a vision and having a corporate culture, and it gets somewhat confusing. And we have an unbelievable expert here to talk through all these issues with us today. So I want to introduce you to Jim Nemley. And for more than 30 years, Jim has put entrepreneurs and business owners on the right track for success. He's the chief coach of the Extraordinary Business Builders, Inc., and Jim believes in motivating, training, education, and getting to those reticular activators that both shape behavior and action. Maybe he'll tell us a little bit more about that when we're talking today. Jim is a professional business coach and has all sorts of certifications. He's a certified business planning trainer, certified marketing administrator, he's a certified economic development professional. He serves on the faculty of CW Post Long Island University, and also is the host of his own radio program called Building Your Extraordinary Business radio show, which he just told me has over 80,000 listeners worldwide. And when you hear him, you'll hear he has this most amazing radio voice. It's such a treat. And if all that isn't enough, Jim is also an ordained minister, is married, and has 6 children. So what an expert on life, right? So welcome, Jim. I'm so thrilled to have you here.
Ellen, thanks for inviting me on your show. It's quite an opportunity.
Yeah. So I want to just jump in because I know you have so much vast knowledge on working with business owners and financial advisors. And so let's dig into some of these terms. You know, when you talk about a company's vision, what are you referring to?
Well, a company's vision statement is sometimes called the picture of your company in the future, but it's more than that. Your vision statement is your inspiration, the framework for everything that you need to strategically plan. A vision statement is where you see yourself 5, 10, 15 years from now. And as a matter of fact, when I'm working with business owners, one of the things that I really want them to do is begin to discuss exit strategies, because when you're doing your exit strategy, you're actually looking at where you need to be. You know, so that's where the vision statement comes from, where you need to be as a business owner. And what amazes me is that, you know, you financial advisors are wonderful at dealing with cash issues with businesses, but you're business owners also. So you really need to be the captain of your own ship, because I know that every time I work with a business owner, I bring in a financial advisor to be the quarterback of the professional team for that business. So we're looking at the destination that this business wants to be. So if we're saying that's the destination, then that's what your vision statement's about, where you want to be as a business owner.
So interesting when you're talking about exit strategies, because I would say every advisor absolutely knows how important that is, and I don't know the exact statistic, but I think most of us don't have a good succession plan or exit strategy, and of course we should, and we know, you know, as well as anyone else how important that is. So does your vision statement speak of how you're going to grow your business? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, actually, a vision statement doesn't do that. A vision statement sets all of that up. But what you're looking for now, when it comes down to the destination, it's the mission, all right? Your mission statement is what's going to show you now how to do it. Your vision shows you where you want to go. That's the destination. That's your goal. Now you need to have your mission statement. And if your vision statement is your destination, then your mission statement is actually the vehicle that you're going to use to get there.
Okay, so then tell us more about what really is a mission statement. What is that?
Well, a mission statement is a brief description of a company's fundamental purpose. A mission statement answers the question, why do we exist? You know, a lot of companies never ask themselves that question. And so the mission statement articulates the company's purpose both to those in the organization and to the public. Now, the difference between a mission statement and a vision statement is that a mission statement focuses on the company's present state, while a vision statement focuses on a company's future.
Oh, good. Okay, that's a really interesting distinction. So what are some of the elements of a mission statement?
Well, the mission is a realistic, credible, and attractive description of your ideal organization. It's a carefully formulated strategic statement of intentions, how the business will be organized. It's how it's going to be maintained and increase its competitive advantages, and how the business will treat other businesses and people that it comes in contact with, and what's important for financial advisors. And I know that financial advisors tend to jump on my side. And what I mean by that, you know, as a business coach, consultant, and trainer, they too feel that, okay, I'm a professional for business, and they're professional for business, but we all are businesses in and of ourselves. I have to maintain everything that we're discussing right now. So I have to have a vision statement with a succession plan, which I do. I have a strong succession plan. I have a financial advisor that works with me on that. We have a mission statement with my company. We know the vehicle that we need to ride. And I'm hoping that you folks in that financial advisor capacity is looking at the same thing. This mission statement is very important. It's how you're going to arrive at your destination.
So is it actually like a statement, or is it more of a bigger document that outlines all these different areas, Jim?
Well, it's a document. It really is a written document. You know what you typically will read from companies? They'll say that this is their vision statement, but in fact, it is actually a mission statement. Let's say like with a Pepsi, right? We provide a multitude of products that are both friendly towards our investors, they're friendly to our workers, and most importantly, very friendly to our customers. We are sensitive to the needs of the community, and yada, 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 yada. What you're reading right there is not a vision statement, it's a mission statement. Their vision statement may say something like to reach the whole entire world with an incredible product and yada, yada, yada. Well, how are we going to do that? Well, your mission statement then begins to express how you're going to go about doing it. So you're really writing, and it's not really lengthy. It's short, okay? It doesn't have to be lengthy, but it just actually expresses, and it lets both the public as well as your employees know exactly what you're about as a company.
So then do you recommend that people actually share this with their clients, in our example, as our advisors?
That's what's really important. It is important that you do that, okay? Your vision statement basically doesn't go out there. Your vision statement is between you and your employees.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's it. But your mission statement, now you want the world to know about that. And you want your employees to be able to espouse it anytime they're asked, what are you folks about? Well, this is what we're about. This is what we strive to do, so that the public will actually know why you're there. As a financial advisor, and I'll flip the switch on you really quick, quickly off the top of your head, what is your mission, Ellen?
You just jumped me into my bigger picture mission, which is to inspire, guide, and awaken people to use money as a force for good in their lives. That's my bigger mission.
You know what?
I honestly don't have a written one for my financial advisory practice.
All right, but overarching, now I know what Ellen's all about.
Yeah.
All right. And basically, you know, I can then understand your actions. You realize this, that, you know, when you're marketing yourself out there for financial advisors, when they understand what your heart is, what your inside, what your intents are in terms of reaching where you want to go, that tells people who you are and what you're about. So your mission statement is very important.
I would also think it helps you attract the perfect people to you.
It does. Well, see, now let's think about this. If the mission statement is the vehicle to get you to your destination, well, the fuel that goes into that vehicle is your corporate culture. All right?
Okay.
It's your corporate culture. Yeah, now here, say your destination is far, it's rocky, it's bumpy. Now you have a special type of vehicle. Now you need to have the appropriate fuel going into that vehicle to wire it up. If you buy one of those great big new Lexus, if you try to put regular gasoline in a Lexus, it'll sit there like a huge ashtray. It'll only run on the right fuel, and it's the same thing with your company. So when you take a look at your corporate culture, that's the organization. You know, it's about the environment that's formulated from the interaction of the employees in the workplace. And when you're starting to look at that and you're starting to see what your clientele is going to need to grow and to thrive on what you set up there as your mission, it really does focus on the individuals that you hire in your company. And the people that you hire in your company should reflect your own passion for what you're doing in the work. You know, there's an old saying in HR, you hire people for what they know and you fire them for who they are. Well, that's the bad of the business owner. You can teach aptitude. You can't teach attitude, all right? And you need to have people that follow after your own heart, even if you have to take them under your wing and train them. When you're telling people that you're looking to change their lives, all right, you're looking to have a positive impact on them. This is your mission to bring to them a high quality. Our mission statement is to bring Fortune 500 products and services to small businesses. The only way that I can possibly do that is to have personnel who work for me who are totally experienced, not only from a consulting point of view, but from a coaching point of view. So they have to have a mentoring attitude. They have to have patience, but at the same time of having patience, they also have to be strong and firm. So when I'm hiring someone, it's not just about all the credentials they carry, but what is their personality? What's their temperament? What are they going to bring to the table that's going to move my clientele along, all right? They have to stand up to my standards. So it's not about how many masters you can throw at me. I need to know that you're a person after my own heart. I've been in business for many a year, over 30 years, and I've never gotten a negative report, period, from anyone. You know, and I always tell people, just Google me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to hire people that are just like that. What that tends to do is that tends to raise the bar of the culture in the Extraordinary Business Builders. The culture that we have is that of experts, that of compassion, that of desire and commitment to bring small business owners into a better place. You know, and that's how we operate. So again, it's about your corporate culture. And by the way, an awesome place for, you know, your financial advisors, an awesome place for them to look at in terms of helping business owners they're working at, in many a case, and I tell this to business owners, in many a case when you're looking to do your competitive analysis, you know, when you're doing your marketing research and you're doing your competitive analysis, you're looking at what your competition is pricing products and services for, and that's pretty much about it and what they're doing in your marketplace. What you tend not to look at is the employees that work for those companies. You need to examine who they are, what are, you know, what are the credentials they must carry, what are the benefits that that company is providing for them. And in this day and age, the financial advisor who is able to sell product finds themselves in a very good position, because the greatest element that a business has is its employees. And I always tell business owners, when you want a mature, reliable, committed, and by and large, just not this is a general statement, employee is one with a family, and they're only going to gravitate to those companies that can provide benefits. All right, so it's important to understand that. Well, from the perspective of a financial advisor, if they're utilizing what I've set up here as it relates to vision, mission, corporate culture, then the N meets this right here. In order for you to get to there, you need to have employees that are totally committed and not concerned with whether or not they have appropriate benefits and how they're going to make those ends meet. You need to do that as an employer. All right. So again, when we start talking about vision, mission, corporate culture, vision, what is the destination? Where do I see my company, and where do I see myself? What is my exit strategy? That's my destination. Mission, how are we going to make this happen? Well, that then becomes my vehicle, all right? My vehicle means, what am I bringing to the table to make that happen? Corporate culture, who is going to work with me? Who am I going to surround myself with in order to meet the needs of my clients and my customers so that I can get to my destination? That's what we work on with business owners. And by the way, we work on that even before we begin writing a business plan. And I can't imagine anyone working without a business plan.
You know, it's interesting, the corporate culture thing, when you were talking about, you know, having the right employees there that really support that, that will help support and be in alignment, this is what I heard, with your mission, mm-hmm. and your vision. Mm-hmm. I think as advisors, you rightly said that we tend to look at people's credentials, what their mm-hmm. work experience was, and maybe intuitively we get a sense of that if they'd fit in with the corporate culture. I mean, I just think of my staff here. They're awesome. Two of my employees have been with me for more than 20 years, and the new girl's only been here 7 years, right? So,
only.
but it was, you know, not honestly very deliberate. I think I was really lucky or intuitive about hiring the right people, and how incredibly important that is, because they are really the face of our company. I mean, yes, absolutely. People hire me, but I'm not answering the phone, and I'm not setting appointments, and I'm not, you know, contacting clients for their data. And if they don't have a really great experience and know that they're cared for and that that's in alignment with who we want to be, that, you know, your whole business will fall apart.
It will fall apart, and it will fall apart quickly. And what people don't understand is that it's costing their company a lot of money when you have a lot of turnover when it comes down to employees. You know, when you're looking at cost of service, cost of goods sold, you're trying to keep your margins in place, but then you're not even calculating how much it costs you over a period of time to train up new people. When if you get it done the right way the first time out, instead of costing you money, you're actually making money because you have the right personnel. I do a thing with my clients. We sit down and I tell them, okay, put on paper, what you tell me, what does your perfect employee look like? And then we actually go down a whole list of what they want to see. All right. And what that does is that helps during the interview process. It helps us. Obviously, people that are going to interview are skilled because you're telling them this is who we're going to interview. You must have this, this, and this. So everybody that's now sending you information is showing you they have this, this, and this. All right. Let's set that aside. They're not going to give you references that are going that's going to
right.
throw them over a cliff. So let's set that aside too. So what are we actually looking for? We're actually looking for who that person is. In some cases, we will actually do temperament examination. We'll use extended disc and we'll do a temperament examination because of the fact that this person's interaction both inside the company and outside of the company is extremely critical, and we can't afford to make any mistakes on it. And so we'll do something along the lines like that. But basically an easy down and dirty, you know, when you're listing out who is my perfect candidate. All right, let's get past the credentials. Of course, we're going to check the references. But now let's get past all of that. Who is the perfect person? What questions am I going to structure to find out if that person is looking at me right now?
Yeah, you know, we've had other shows on employee engagement, but we didn't even talk about the fact that you got to get the right people in the door to begin with and how much
mm-hmm.
easier that makes. This is such an important conversation.
It really is.
So much sense.
And when you as financial advisors are talking to business owners and they start talking about the fact that they can't afford, three words that I hate the most, I can't afford, all right? Because they always crop up where you can't afford them to crop up, all right? And when you start telling me I can't afford, that's why we're going through this planning process. Planning is bringing the future into the present so you can do something about it now.
Yeah.
All right? So we have to plan to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to do that unless you plan. And financial advisors are extremely important because you folks discuss tomorrow's money and what needs to be done to get there.
Wow. Gosh, this is such great information, and I imagine we could go on one of these topics for hours, let alone trying to cover vision, mission, culture in one short show. So we'll get you back on for sure, Jim. Thank you. Now, I know that you have really an amazing offer for some of our listeners today, so why don't you share that with us?
I certainly will. My desire is that everyone, I want folks to do so well that folks like me and my company, we all just go out of business. You know, and people always laugh when I say that because they say, are you crazy? Well, actually, if that were the case, then we would all be rich and comfortable in the whole nine yards. So that's not going to happen. But sometimes in order to reach people, you have to be able to show your wares. So for the listeners of Ellen's show, I'm offering for the first 10 who, and I know it's a recorded show, so when you hear it, you got to act fast. Go to XO, that's X as in XYZ, XO Biz, B-I-Z, builders.com/grant. Yes, I use the word grant because for the first 10 people that put in that you were referred by Ellen because you heard the show, you're going to have a $5,000 one-year business training grant given to you. So I'm hoping that you take advantage of it, because if you're not going to take advantage of it, pass it on to someone else. It's important. All of us need to have proper guidance, and that's the purpose of this.
Wow. Wow. Thank you. Okay, listeners, hurry. XOBizBuilders.com/grant, and you put in Ellen, E-L-L-E-N, in terms of who referred you. That's really great.
Mm-hmm.
And just in general, if you want to learn more about Jim Nemley, you can go to XO Business Builders, spell out business, builders.com, and there's all sorts of stuff on his website there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Jim, thank you so much for this great information and your very generous offer. I'm really appreciative of your time and your expertise that you shared with us today.
Well, Ellen, I thank you for having me on the show. Now, folks, you've heard it. Go and do it.
Great. Okay, everyone. I'm Ellen Rogan, and if you want more prosperity and success tips, you'll find them at my website, which is ellenrogan.com. That's ellenrogin. And until next time, the question to ponder is, how big of a positive impact are you willing to make? I'm wishing you success in every area of your life. And remember, be great and create great every single day.
This Horse's Mouth presentation is offered specifically for financial advisors and may not be reproduced, broadcast, or distributed without permission from Horse's Mouth. Unauthorized use, reproduction, or distribution of this material is a violation of federal law and punishable by civil and criminal penalty.